Yo, thank you so much for tuning in to Conversations with Glow, a radio show sponsored by Conversations with Glow Podcast. Yes, sponsored by Conversations with Glow Podcast. So if you all are looking for someone, or if you would like to sponsor Conversations with Glow radio show / podcast, be sure to get in contact with me, your girl Glow, and we could talk more information. But anyway, remember that conversation is with a K and not with a C. And if you want to know more about me, your girl Glow, and also the future guests that I will have on the show, please feel free to head over to convowithglow.com. So therefore you can sign up for the emailing list and get the information about me, your girl Glow. Okay. All right, y'all. So enough about me. I'm going to go ahead and allow for my guest to introduce herself. And y'all already know what we're going to do. Get into the conversation.
Okay. My name is Marquita, and I'm the owner of RoutineAndReason.com. We're an online platform that sells well-being products. We also have a blog component. And in the near future, hopefully around April, we'll be offering solar return chart readings and tarot readings as well.
Okay. What's solar return?
A solar return is essentially a reading. So, you know, your birthday is another trip around the sun. Yeah. So you would get a solar return done usually around your birthday, and it'll give you an overview of your year up until your next birthday. So just planetary aspects and things like that. So you would kind of need to know, you know, where you were born and what time.
Okay. I like that. All right. Okay. So thank you, Marquita, so much for introducing yourself. And to get into the conversation, let's go ahead and get into it. So tonight conversation is about intentions in relationships. I feel as if that intentions in relationships go together, because you're being intentional about who you date. You're being intentional about your actions. Sometimes some folks don't be intentional about their actions. And also you possibly intentional about your end goal, right? But your end goal is not everybody else's end goal. However, what I have heard before is that men think that women end goal should be marriage. And not every woman wants to be married. Not every woman possibly seek out for marriage and end up married. It's a lot behind it. What do you think, Marquita?
So we were talking about this earlier, and you know, I told you I don't understand that. You know, I don't think every female wants to be married. I never wanted to be married. I ended up married, but that was never an intention of mine. My intention was to, again, travel the world. And when my husband proposed, I already had my application into the Peace Corps. I was going to do my interview. Soon. And, you know, we were talking about sending me to Morocco because of my language background. And he proposed, I changed my mind and I stayed. And I'm happy with where I am now, but that was never a goal of mine. Now, I do have some friends who that was their goal for some of them, and they've attained it. And for some of them, that's what they want. And they desperately want that. They want that family life, and they want that husband. And for me, I don't understand it. even though I have it, and I've been married for 13 years, but I guess I don't get it, because I feel like you need to put yourself first. So when I see the word intention in relationships, I don't know if they necessarily go together as having intentions for a relationship. I feel like you need to have intentions for yourself, because your intentions should be selfish. They should be for you, and they're not really about goals. You know, you're setting an intention for, let's say, to strengthen or deepen relationships, or you're setting an attention for abundance. So we want to have more time, we want to have more rest, or if you want to have less of something, but we don't actually put that into steps the way we would put a goal. You know, a goal is going to have something attainable and achievable, but an intention for me would not. So I just set intentions and I live my life. I write it down and I let the universe handle it. I don't go back and look at it. And I have a lot of things that I've written down. I have notes because I use an iPad. I used to do it on paper, but now
I got a journal. I don't go back and read in my journal.
I go back usually a few years later, and I'll look and I'll be like, wow. I'm like, sometimes I surprise myself because I'm like, I can't believe I can check off like 50% of what I wrote down. I didn't get everything, you know, because, you know, like I said, I write it down, I forget it, I let the universe take care of it. I just try to live my life according to what I've said that I want, you know, like for me this year, my word was abundance. The prior year,
that was my word. That was my word last year. It was abundance and abundant. This year is courage, soaring, and prosperity.
Okay, so you picked three. See, I only do one, and the years prior, it was always less. But for me, less revolved around material things because I feel like my house is cluttered. And I don't like clutter. And I was just trying to get rid of everything. But then I feel like getting rid of things just kind of became an obsession. And I was always getting rid of everything. And there was always something else to get rid of. And I'm like, I was throwing away, you know, those big contractor trash bags. We were either donating or tossing them almost weekly. And I was just be like, where is this stuff coming from? I've gotten rid of everything. And there's just, so I'm like, this year I'm going to focus on abundance, but not acquiring material things because I'm still kind of in that minimalist stage. I don't want a lot of things, but I want abundance of time. Mm-hmm. I want and I need and I deserve abundance of rest, you know? So these are things I'm focusing on for me. As far as intentions and relationships, I feel like the intention should be for you. Relationships should be where you set boundaries for other people, you know? so that they don't kind of, you know, muddle your intentions.
And that's what I was getting ready to say. Wouldn't you think that having intention is also like a boundary? You setting a boundary?
I mean, your intention could be a boundary. It could be.
Okay. I get that. So in regards with that, that's crazy that you spoke on you know, the goal and the intention. And I also asked, like, would you compare the two? Or would the two be the same? Or do you find it to be different? But you answered that you don't think that an intention is with a goal. Am I correct?
Right. I personally don't think that they're the same. Like, I think your goal, like, you can have an intention to, let's say, be more financially secure, you know, and save, but maybe your goal is to save for a down payment on a house, you know. Financial security may not look the same to everyone. So the goal may not be the same for everyone. Does that make sense? So we can, am I?
Yeah, everybody, but everybody's intention is not the same either, right?
Right. But if, like, let's say this financial security, we both can have that, but financial security is going to look different, or it may look different for me than it may look for you.
Right.
Does that make sense? So while you might be wanting to like, I don't know, start a business, maybe I want to, I don't know, go on a trip around the world and visit like four different countries or eight different countries. And that's my, you know, so it's different, and the amount of financial security, what goal you're setting. What's financial security to somebody might be 150,000. Somebody else might be like, I'm trying to get 10,000. Yeah. And that's financial security. So that's the goal. The goal is the amount. The intention is just financial security. So we can all have that same intention, but the goal is going to be different at the end for everyone because we're all different.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Right. So you can have the intention without the goal, but you can't have the goal without an intention first. You know, there has to be a why behind why you want to achieve the goal. Right. And that's the intention.
And that's the intention. Right.
Right. Okay. Right. Yeah. Right. But we can have the intention without the goal. So I can say I want to have financial security, but I don't have to set an amount for that financial security. I don't have to say I need $20,000 in a bank, or I need $200,000 in a bank. I just want to feel like I have financial security because those intentions are really emotional and they're like personal to you.
Right, yeah. Right. I get where you're saying, where you want to feel as if that you have financial security without feeling as if that is a goal for you to have $20,000 in a bank or $200,000 in a bank. Because again, in regards, if you if the intention is to be financially secured, it would be ways of you being financially secure without you feeling like that you have to see the $20,000 or the $200,000 in the bank, right?
Right. You know the intention. Yeah. So you write it down and you try to, you know, you set the routines, you set the habits up for yourself to be more responsible with your finances. You know, maybe you go take out, you know, a Roth or IRA, or you set those steps for yourself. You decide if you want to save, if you want a high yield savings, but you don't actually have to set an amount. You know, you just put it away, let the universe handle it. You do what you need to do, what you feel like is right for you. And then look at it later and see if it came out right, you know? I'm not a firm believer in checking on goals. Again, I like to set intentions. I write it down and I try to,
Did you shower today? Yes, you. Did you shower today? Do you use soap that has natural ingredients? Do you use soap that lathers up really good for you? If not, head on over to bestshowershows.com/discounts/convo10, where you can use my discount and get 10% off of your purchase. And if you sign up for the monthly subscription, you will also receive a 10% discount as well too. So go ahead and head over to bestshowershows.com/discount/convo10 and be sure to tell her that Conversations with Glow sent you.
I'm mindful and I try to stay mindful of what I said I wanted to do, and I try to live in accordance with that.
Right. And setting intention is important because...
Oh, you want me to finish that sentence?
Yeah.
I'm like, it's important because I'm listening. Oh my goodness. I mean, some people are going to set intentions. I mean, again, it's for you. So it's important because, you know, it's going to revolve around your values and what you found important. So I can't say, you know, why it's going to be important to you or why it's going to be important to me. But, you know, I feel like it's going to revolve around your values because different people value different things. For me, a big value of mine is family and family time. And a lot of my intentions revolve around my family. You know, even if it's like hobbies that I want to learn, like I want to increase, let's say my skill at sewing, it's so that I can sew things for other people, not for myself.
Right.
Right. So it's usually me doing things for other people.
But that's how I feel in regards with myself, being that you put the sewing out there. That's how I feel with me doing locks. Holla at your girl, Glow Locks, in the upstate, Greenville, South Carolina. But anyway, that's how I feel with doing locks.
Put that plug in there. Go ahead.
That's how I feel with doing locks. Doing locks a lot. Like, I'm not doing it for myself. I'm doing it for other people. To actually see other people expressions when they get out my chair. That's an intention of mine. My intention is that, you know, I do be asking God to bless my hands. So therefore I can bless the head that's in front of me. I feel like that's an intention. That's not a goal. That's an intention that I set for myself because, you know, I want to see it manifest and I want to see people being able to be happy. When they get out my chair.
Right. Right. I got you. I think, oh goodness, for setting intentions for everybody and, you know, back to the relationship things, like I said, you know, I don't think your intention, number one, it wouldn't be an intention. It would be your goal, goal to be married. You know, your intention would be probably to find love, you know, but just because you find love doesn't mean you're going to get married. Doesn't mean you have to be married either, you know.
Right.
There are plenty of people who've been in long relationships that haven't been married. So, you know, again, like I said, we can have the same intention without the same goal. Right. So your intention could be to find love, but while yours might be, oh, I got to get married, somebody else's might be, I don't want that. You know, I just want to have a relationship and a
partner. I just
want to
chill. Basically, right. I just want to chill. You right. can find love in chilling. It doesn't,
right. doesn't have to be.
Right. Because you can have somebody else that can be just like you and mm-hmm. doesn't want that either. But mm-hmm. y'all can have love for each other or y'all can love each other. But mm-hmm. that doesn't necessarily mean we got to marry each other.
I think you need to ask people why do they want to get married? I think that's a big question for a lot of people. What does marriage mean? Because I'm like, what is marriage other than a tax incentive? To be honest, it's exactly. a tax incentive.
Exactly. You know, I got a home girl that says that she just want to get married. She just want to see how it feels to get married. And if she has to get a divorce, she'll get a divorce. And I'm just like, so you're not trying
why
to
why are you getting married?
Okay. Because but that's her intention. Her intention is to feel what it's like to get married.
Well, it feels like a lot of money when you pay for that wedding and that reception. That's what it feels like. I can tell her that. I mean, as far as relationships go, relationships take a lot of work whether you're married or not.
Right.
You know, it's a lot of give and take. It's a lot of compromise, you know. Mm-hmm. Some days I'm just not in the mood and some days he's just not in the mood. And don't try my time. I'm not. These kids right. really got on my nerves, you know.
Right.
And you know, there's a lot. So I don't get that. I want to feel what marriage feels like.
Like, yeah.
That's a new one to me. That's a...
Not I want to feel it. And I was like, nah, I feel it. Like, oh, well, okay, well, I get it. But I get it and I understand because, again, like you said, our intentions can be the same, but that doesn't necessarily mean that our end goal has to look the same. Mm-hmm. I may want to get married because whatever, you know.
Social pressures, because it sounds like the friend you're talking about. It's a lot of societal and social pressures on a lot of people about why they want to get married or why they feel like
it can possibly be social pressure because they're seeing it. I don't give a damn how many times I see a marriage. If I don't want to get married, then I don't want to get married. But my intention is to be happy with who I am and what I am doing. I don't necessarily have to be like, oh, well, if you're going to date me, our end goal has to, it got to be marriage. No, it don't. No,
do
it
people
don't.
Give ultimatums like that? Because I'm not.
Listen, I also had like, I had a segment talk about ultimatums. You wouldn't believe the ultimatums that people get. Like, you know, like, oh, like that one video, that girl of her having like, she was at a cousin's wedding and her boyfriend told her, if you lose weight, then I'll marry you. Yeah, and she lost weight. And, you know, maybe her intention was...
Does she want to? But why would you marry someone who gives you that type of ultimatum that's so superficial?
That I never found out if that it was something that she really wanted to do because that's what I was getting ready to get at. If that was something that she really wanted to do, then that was her intention on wanting her to lose weight. Him just saying that he's going to marry her was the end goal or something that she may want it.
But again, I think that's why your intention should be focused on you and not other people, because if someone's giving you the ultimatum that you need to change something about yourself or your physical appearance, let's say before they marry you and you're like, oh, let me do this. Maybe your intention needs to be to focus on self-love, you know, a little bit of self-preservation, because maybe you don't have it. If you feel like this is a person, you know, you need to figure out how to love yourself, what your values are, and then align your intentions with that. Because your intentions shouldn't be at that point. Again, they should be for you. You need to set boundaries for other people. Intentions are for you. Boundaries are for your partner, you know, because
yes,
I can't control. I can't.
One more time
I can't control. I can't control my partner, you know.
Exactly.
So my intentions are for me, and then the boundaries are for the partner so they don't muddle what I'm trying to do. And I hope that, if I don't know, if I'm putting love out there into the universe, if I'm being open, if I'm being authentic with people, that the right person would come. I always feel like that for friendships. I know a lot of people like to put on facades about who they are. But I feel like if you are just genuine and you are yourself, you're gonna just attract people. They will come to you for your personality. If you're putting on a facade for people and you're pretending to be something that you're not, you might attract people. They might like the facade. Maybe they don't even notice that you're being a little fake. They think, oh, I like her. But you're having to keep up this facade and they really don't know you. So you're not really attracting genuine people to your personality. So I'm one of those people that, you put out there, and what you put out there, as long as it's genuine, you should get the right things should come back to you. As long as you're putting the right things out there. So, if your intention is to find that partner, as long as you're being genuine and you're putting the right things out there, that person will find you. Now, granted, take that with a grain of salt, because if you're just sitting around in your living room and you're not actually going nowhere, ain't nobody gonna come and knock at your door. I mean, they might. Don't get me wrong. The Spectrum man just knocked at my door. I don't know, last week. And I was like, I'm cooking and you about to make me burn my food. I don't know why you at my door. And he handed me all these papers. Girl, he came back to my house today, ringing my doorbell again in the car this time. I'm like, it's cold outside. Why are you? I didn't go to the door because I don't want to change. I don't want to switch him. But, so maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he will come and knock at your door. So you can't go. I don't know. But just a general rule of thumb, you might want to be out and about, and I'm not saying being at a club or anything like that, but just be out and about, be open, talk to people, take the compliments sometimes. I used to be that girl who didn't take the compliments, but now that I done got old, I take my compliments when they be coming from the hoodlums on the corner, the gas station, good morning, my beautiful queen. I'd be like, good morning. You talking to me? He talking to me, y'all. Okay. Take them when you can get them, okay? Because sometimes it doesn't pay to be stuck up. I had to learn that the hard way along. Took some years, Okay. Be open. Be open. Okay. Be
Yes,
open.
I'm with that. And thank you for breaking that down, and thank you for basically giving me a different perspective and in how intention and goals and boundaries look. What I got from tonight's conversation is that when you're setting an intention, be more about yourself, because it will build self-love with the attention. The boundaries is for the people that is around you that needs to respect your boundaries that you do set for them. And the goal, your goal is not everybody else's end goal. The intention may be the same, but the end goal is not. Woo, that's my spiel, y'all. That is my spiel. Okay.
That's
That's
my
my
spell
spiel.
mug. Is that
Yes.
okay?
Yes, get with it. But yes, before we do head out, please, Marquita, please tell the people. Well, first, before you tell the people that, I do want to thank you so much for coming through and chopping it up with your girl,
Thank
bro.
you. Thank you for having me,
Okay,
Gloria.
no problem. And if you could, please tell the people where they can find you at.
Again, routineandreason.com and on IG at routineandreason.com. We are Routine and Reason everywhere. So that's it, you know, kind of like intentions, you know, we have a reason and we have routines. They're going together. So we're Routine and Reason. You can get your guided journals from us, your affirmation cards and all sorts of stuff, your aromatherapy, you know, focus that intention and that love inward. Okay. And then put it out there in the universe. And we hope that you will attract the right partner if you're a single woman out there looking. Because I hear it's hard in these streets because I got a few friends that's divorced and it sounds rough. I don't want to be out there. So I feel for y'all. I feel for all of y'all. I'm telling you, it sounds like on these dating apps, it sounds rough. It sounds rough. So
yeah, but I ain't on no dating apps. But thank you for looking out for the single women that is out there. I tried it, won't try it no more. But anyway, anyway, I do want to thank y'all so much for tuning in to Conversations with Glow Radio Show. It has been fun and it has been a pleasure. But y'all already know, in the meantime, between time, y'all know where to catch me at. Peace out.
For the ladies. The kid girl. I want to be your mother, your father. Brother, your sister, your everything, you know. Straight to the top, baby. I think I might wife her. Get no pot of blue, rock a weird suit, white Nike. My n***s like her. She been with me through the grind, girl. You put in that time like Bill Lifers. You got tight, used to hook you and chill. Tight, plus she cook up a meal. Had to hook up for real. More headaches and stress cause a child involved. It's all good cause her sex be my Tylenol. Best baby doll of all. The rest of you childish bras, give me the sex, then I'm tired of y'all. So find the next to provide for y'all. Got my baby girl, plus she bout to drop my baby girl. Forget about all the rumors you hear, girl. I knew a life soon to be here, girl. Can't nothing up that, you got to with that. I can't find a better love than that, my baby girl.
Don't stop giving me your love. She's my heart's been racing for your love. I won't give it up for nothing. Cause there's no better love. You got me going crazy. You got me thinking about you, baby.
That's right.
You got the one lonely lady. Cause there's no better love.
Coming up, I thought Cupid was stupid. Only two loves, my family and music. Falling through something, just couldn't do it. It was the beginning of time, and you was like nine. But God, you was fine. Used to stay on my mind when I was out of my grind. Open up the b****s when I'm chopping my d**k. There in the spittle, stood by me for the rentals. Popped up, mashed with me and got me rentals. Sick with the plastic, what can I say? B****s hate around the way I had a late day. Gossiping, watching him, running back. Moved up north, kinda fell off track. Still my peoples though, love when I see you though. Once a while might call, just to chill, might ball. Forever my dog, even when I downfall. First in line whenever chickens evolve, but
don't stop giving me your loving. Cause my heart's been racing for your loving. I won't give it up for nothing. Cause there's no better love. You got me going crazy. Got me
two step on, you know. We the youngest in charge, so lead them other scrubs. We give you better love, the same time
as
tough.
Baby, I feel the same as Leaf do. Spit the game as he do. If you can take two, ain't no need to bring your people.
Lingerie see-through.
She got it going on.
Oh, that's can't stop, won't stop.
We got them going home.
We got them all alone.
Just us, nobody wrong.
I'ma hit it, you get it.
We waffle out in the morning.
Yep.
Ever since the day I saw your face, my mind told me you were the one that was down
for me.
And baby, when I get laced, I'm gonna do what you want, I'll be there.
Truly.
So don't you let a thing turn you away from the love that you need.
My dear,
I don't wanna play around with you cause I know I found love in
right here.
Don't stop kissing me, your loving, cause my heart's been racing for your loving. Won't give it up for nothing, cause there's no better love. You got me going crazy, you got me thinking about you, baby. Could you be my one and only lady?
Cause
cause there's no